is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you.
She is you.
She is you.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's Word of Mom Radio here on the Word of Mom Media Network. I'm your host, Dori DiCarlo, and you know we are here week after week, show after show, breaking those myths that mompreneurs and businesswomen, you know, that we're just dabbling in between bake sales and getting our nails done as we're building our businesses from home. We're not. We are smart, we are savvy, and we are sharing the wisdom of women in business and in life. And I love that I am bringing my friend back into the show. I want you to meet digital marketing expert, strategist, and best-selling author, Sophie Zollman. Sophie Zollman's been in the digital marketing game for about 20 years, and nothing fuels her passions more than helping coaches, CEOs, thought leaders, wellness practitioners, and course creators reach the next level of success. Sophie believes that when you get the marketing down, everything else falls into place. And that's why she's dedicated her career to helping service-based companies create strategies that empower them to thrive for years to come. She's seen far too many business owners treat marketing as a guessing game. It's the business equivalent of throwing spaghetti at the wall and hoping something sticks. Wishing and hoping won't get you where you want to go, and that's where the digital marketing team at Sophie Zoe comes in. As a digital marketing expert, she knows that success starts with strategy. Sophie now is also a best-selling published author in the book Women Gone Wild, Intuition Edition, The Feminine Guide to Fearless Living, and shares her journey in her chapter entitled Letting My Intuition Lead, which so resonates with me. So with all that being said, Sophie, welcome back to Word of Mom Radio.
Thank you. It's great to be here again. Always love to be on here with you because it's such a great show, a great opportunity. And you and I have been buddies for, I don't know how long now. I can't even count.
It's amazing, isn't it? People think when you connect with people on social media, it's not real relationships. Forget it. We've both been on the ledge and we've both talked each other off the ledge, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We're BFFs and colleagues and the whole nine yards. We've got the full relationship, even though we've never met in person ever.
I know. Crazy, isn't it? This is the power. This is what people forget and fail to realize: the power of social media, the power of these online relationships that you create, and they just forge forward. So I would love for you to take us on your digital marketing journey. And then I really want to talk about your chapter in the Woman Gone Wild Intuition Edition, because boy, is it a great lesson and story and experience to share. So like I said, Sophie, take us on the journey a little.
Sure. So, I mean, the chapter and the book go hand in hand because it is about where I am with digital marketing expertise and whatnot. Because when my daughter, she's 25 now, when she was 2, I needed to bring in money, but I knew a job would only pay for daycare for my 2 kids. So I jumped into the online world as a freelancer. I got a remote job before that was a thing as a virtual customer service representative for an e-commerce company. And I spent 4 years with him. And by the end of it, I was doing everything. I was doing his management, his vendor relations, everything you could think of. It's basically an online business manager before I even knew what one of those was, long before I got certified in it. And I was running a $500,000 company for $12 an hour. I kid you not. I was wiped, burnt, fried, wouldn't give me a raise. So I quit and became a stay-at-home mom again. Well, 8 months later, homeownership kicked in and a bunch of stuff broke and we had to fix all that stuff. So again, I needed to go back to work to get money. So I skipped the whole e-commerce world and said, let's do transcription. Got into transcription, met the entrepreneurs of my dreams to work for. I was transcribing teleseminars, you know, way back when it was just a teleseminar. And I found all the wonderful coaches, consultants, speakers, and wellness practitioners because I was transcribing their teleseminars. So I jumped into the world of social media, launched myself as a virtual assistant again. 6 months later, I had other virtual assistants hiring me as a subcontractor. And that's when my business was born. I knew then and there that it was, I had to get legit, as I called it. And that was 2009. So I started the business 2009. I was a virtual jack of all trades. I built a team. We did a lot of digital marketing. I did, you know, obviously digital marketing was how I was going to make my bread and butter. And it is, and it was, still is today. And from 2009 to today, I have morphed and evolved this business into from virtual assistants to business management and social media management into a digital marketing agency after taking this big leap of faith that I was going to go work for a client exclusively. And a year later, they let me go. And thankfully, in this case, I was listening to my intuition at the moment because I disregarded my intuition when it came to making that decision to go exclusive. And then a year later, I lost it all. However, because I was listening to the pull for, I want to generate more revenue, I want to do more, working for one company really isn't where it's at. It's not really the thing I want to do. I thought it was, but it's not, apparently. And so I started to soft launch a digital marketing agency. And lo and behold, a few weeks after I did that soft launch, they let me go. And so I had to start over from ground zero. Thankfully, I had massive support from my husband, my coach and mentor at the time, and many other people like Dory. You know, my social media people rallied around me. And so I started over and I grew this digital marketing agency right back up to six figures in about 15 months. And then from there on, it was multiple six figures every year thereafter. And now it has evolved into a full service digital marketing team where you get your whole marketing department all in one place pretty much. And we do actually work from the top down, meaning the director of marketing does a marketing strategy, a monthly done for you plan that is going to be really in depth. It's going to have goals and KPIs and metrics to track what's working and what's not. We're not throwing spaghetti against the wall. We are ending that madness. We are on a mission to say, stop throwing spaghetti against the wall and start with strategy, start with metrics and goals. Oh, and by the way, stop doing the marketing you hate doing. Let us, the experts who love doing it, take it off your plate so that you can step into your genius. You can do the things that only you can do. You can serve better, have more impact, and get more clients, more revenue, whatever it is that you are dreaming of, off the ground sooner rather than later because you're not messing around in your marketing there where you shouldn't be because you hate doing it.
I remember when everything hit the wall. I'm one of those people and people know that about me. I'll see that post on social media. I'm going to give you a direct message. I'm not going to be replying there. Here's my number. Do you want to talk? Because again, that's what friends are for. And people that understand, as somebody who watched my 20 years of my life end like that, just a blink of the eye, 20 yep. years of my life with our clear bags ended March 13th, 2020, when sports and schools and everything closed. And it was just done. And yep. so it's like, okay, you know, reinventing yourself, it is life's journey. Really, yes. truly is. And I love that you talk about it in this chapter, letting my intuition lead, because when that big client came to you about being exclusive, your intuition was saying, probably not a good idea, but there is something really attractive about one giant client and everything else and just being able to focus on them. So how did you fight where you're telling your intuition, shut up?
Yeah, well, and part of it is I'm a Virgo, so I'm that analytical, practical, detail-oriented, step-by-step kind of person. So I live in my brain. I live in my head, or at least I used to. I don't anymore. It was a head decision, not a heart and soul intuition decision. It all sounded so good to my brain and to, you know, that subconscious that's saying, ooh, look, you're going to get six figures and you're going to be guaranteed a job and da-da-da-da-da. Yeah, no, and you're going to be safe. Yeah, subconscious was wrong. The intuition was right. But again, as that year with them was developing, my intuition really started growling at me and just talking to me. Didn't hit me upside the head with a baseball bat yet, but it was poking at me saying, you know, this is great and this is it. There's no more big revenue here. There's no opportunity to make multiple six figures, a million, whatever it is you desire to do. You've got to do something else. So that's where the digital marketing agency came from. I could make another wing of the business, have it all team operated and all of that so that I just was like the salesperson and whatnot. So I put it together and I soft launched it. And, you know, thank God I did, because in a matter of weeks after I did that, they let me go. And I was devastated, of course. And what's really hilarious is everybody around me, my husband, my coach, the associate coach that I worked with regularly, his whole team, when I told them what happened, they all looked at me and said, good. And I was just like, excuse me? What? Because they saw it. They saw me on the crash and burn that I was about to hit, because once I went exclusive, it was no longer the great job that it had been. It became stressful. It became overwork, overwhelm, and lack of happiness in myself and what I was doing. And everybody saw it but me, because I was still in my head going, but the money's good and the job, it's, you know, it's so good. And it's really, it wasn't. And so everybody did. They said, good. And then of course, you know, there's the opportunity to start over or be done. Because my husband, he's always been the breadwinner, just because it's not like we make him be the breadwinner or anything. It's just, that's always the way it's been. He's made the money. My money has always been the extra stuff, the college for the kids, the car payments, you know, paying debt off sooner rather than later. That's always what it's been about. And so thankfully, my losing it all didn't lose it all for us. But he looked at me and said, honey, this is your opportunity to either do whatever you want, start over, or just quit. Because you know you don't have to work. You don't have to do this. It's totally up to you. He goes, but if you want to do this again, he said, go ahead and process the emotions, the devastation. You know, give yourself some time. But when you're ready, go look at your numbers and see what we need to put into your business to start over, to sustain it until you can get it going again. Wow. I would have never, I mean, my husband loves me. He supported me, you know, never had that doubt in my mind, but to come at me that deeply supportive of me, telling me, you know what you're doing. You've got the experience. You can do this again if you want. And I believe he basically was saying, I believe in you so much. We're going to invest in your business to get you going again. Man, I was floored. It just made me cry harder. I was just like, oh my God, he read it. Oh my God, you know? And, you know, and then I called my coach and I said, hey, this happened. And she was like, good. And I'm like, why is everybody telling me good? I just don't, you know?
But everybody else's intuition knew.
Everybody else's intuition, even everybody watching me just be so stressed and so, you know? And they all knew that, you know, this was, you know, I needed to get out of it. I was just in my head going, I got to have the money. I got to have the money. I got to have, and money's not everything, y'all. It really isn't. Especially when your intuition is telling you this money is not worth it because it's killing you.
On that note, think of what Sophie just said. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to say thank you to our sponsors, and we'll be back here in just a moment. On Word of Mom Radio.
She is brave. She is bold. She is you. And we want to tell your story. Are you ready to share your journey with us on Word of Mom Radio? Go to wordofmomradio.com and register as a guest. We want to tell your story because when you win, we all win.
In 2017, Unsilenced Voices was formed to help survivors of domestic abuse and gender-based violence worldwide. The organization currently serves Sierra Leone, Rwanda, Ghana, and the USA. In 2022, Unsilenced Voices gifted over $33,000 to survivors in the USA. And in Sierra Leone, there are over 26 young girls who have been rescued from sex trafficking and domestic abuse and now going through vocational training school in order to better their lives. We need your help. Donations are critical in order for us to continue our work. We also need volunteers to help with research and development. Please visit unsilencedvoices.org for more information.
Don't let the name fool you. StadiumBags.com is not just for sports fans. Our clear bags make it easier for you to get into any venue that you go to. And in today's world where we are so concerned about germs, the materials that our bags are made with are strong enough to stand up to the solvents that you can use to clean your bag, so you know you come home safely. Check out StadiumBags.com. You'll see why we are the clear choice, because safety, it's in the bag.
And we're back here on Word of Mom Radio. We are talking with Sophie Zollman about letting your intuition lead, which is the title of her chapter in Women Gone Wild, the Intuition Edition, the Feminine Guide to Fearless Living. It is really true that not listening and being just money focused, nothing wrong with making money. There's nothing wrong with making money. But when that is your driving force and misery is setting in and all of the reasons why you started your own business because you didn't want a job with somebody else, all of a sudden, those reasons coming back. And it's not like you hadn't done this before. You've already reinvented yourself. How many times? And helped people do it as well. Reinvent their businesses, reestablish their marketing, take themselves to the next level. You always had it in you to do it. All that being said, it is still, oh my gosh, I'm doing it all over again.
Yep. It really was. And like I say in the chapter of the book, when I first started that business in 2009, I again was in my head and I was like, this is what I'm going to do, this, this, and this in my business. I'm not going to do this, this, and this in my business. Well, immediately the intuition and the universe started kicking in and dropping opportunities in my lap that were the things that were, I'm not doing this, I'm not doing this, I'm not doing this. Those opportunities are the ones that dropped in my lap. And I'm like, well, I guess I'm doing it. And I would take those opportunities and I would run with it. And I did that so well for years. And then I really got into the money-driven mode. I was on a mission to hit the six-figure mark, come hell or high water. That was my opportunity. My intuition was going, I don't know if you want to do this. And my head was going, this is it. I've hit the big time. And as we know, as I call it in the chapter, the universal baseball bat swung really hard and hit me upside the head and said, nope, you got let go. This is what you're going to do now. And you're going to fully live it and breathe it, because the intuition and universe were telling me, if you were still there, you would never have the time to devote to this. And this is your passion. This is really what you do. This is what you love. Hello. Do this and we'll get you there. Trust me, trust the universe, and you'll get there. And lo and behold, here I am, 2009 to 2024, 15 years later, more successful than I've ever been, happier than I've ever been, with a business I adore and love, a team of experts and people that are just amazing, and that we're like one big happy family. It's not just a team of people who work together. We really take care of each other. We brainstorm together. I mean, this marketing team that I offer to my clients is my marketing team. It's not this thing that I've put together for others and pretend I know what I'm doing. We've been doing this for years together, and now we're offering it to the world, to others, to be able to make it easy for them to do successful, repeatable results in their digital marketing instead of throwing spaghetti against the wall. And when the book came out in June, it's kind of funny. This book started back in 2023, and I was working with Rhonda Swan, who is the founder of the Women Gone Wild movement and book series, in PR. She was doing PR articles for me. We were testing the waters on how that looks, because I'd never done it before. And I'd met her through a mastermind group. We hit it off and I did some work with her. And then the book opportunity came up and she asked me to get on a call, and I got on the call and she said, this is the book. It's about intuition. This is the Women Gone Wild series, the movement, the message. I really think this is a good fit for you. And this is a big step forward in your, not only to get you out there as an author, it will work into what we've already started with PR, because it came with a whole bunch of PR articles. We did the launch in June. I was on the billboards in Times Square, Dory. billboard in Times Square. Now, who'd have thunk that to happen? Certainly not my brain. My brain wouldn't even think about writing a book. My book, I was like, nah, I don't need to write a book. I don't even know what I'd write. Whatever. But the opportunity dropped in my lap. I couldn't pass it up. I'm like, well, hell yeah. This is not only a book, best-selling authorship. It is a movement to empower women to step into their power, because WILD stands for Wealth, Intuition, Leadership, and Diversity. There's two more books coming. We are asking women to bring their stories of how they step into these aspects of life from a female, feminine power perspective, to show women around the world, if we can do it, so can you. And to also empower men to understand who we are and what we're doing and why we're doing it, so that they don't look at us like we're crazy going, you want to do what? Oh, that's silly, honey. You can't do that. Oh, by God, yes, I can. And watch me. And here's how. So that it can help the men in the women's lives understand their woman better and actually teach them how to tap into like their intuition. Because it's not just a woman thing. Every human being has intuition within them. It's born in you. It just gets snuffed out by life, by environment, by social norms, you know, what your upbringing, whatever the case may be, it gets silenced, but it's there waiting to come back out if you let it. And half the time, everybody who has silenced it is still hearing it because it's yelling at them. Their stomach's in knots, or they got butterflies, whatever it appears to in their world. It's still there. It's barking at them. And, you know, like me, they're not listening. They're like, nope, this is the thing. You got to go to college. You got to get a career. You got to get married. You got to have 5 kids. You got to, no, you don't, especially if that's not what you want, you know? And I'm really, you know, it was really a serendipitous opportunity. And I don't believe in coincidences, but it was just one of those things where the universe gave me this massive opportunity. And in that case, I listened. So the book comes out in June. We have signings at Barnes & Noble and we get 5 minutes to speak. And I'm telling my story, talking about the chapter. When I get done speaking at these signings, I'm looking at myself going, you know what? I'm still falling off my wagon of walking my talk and listening to my intuition. I started seeing where I was starting to digress and get off that intuition path and start getting back in my head. And it was a wake-up call. My own chapter reawakens my thought process that goes, wait, because we're human, we digress, we fall off the wagon, as I call it. My intuition from me telling my story, and I was like, oh my God, I'm falling off the wagon. I got to get back on. And my own chapter inspires me to stay on the wagon of trusting my intuition, not to mention the other 24 women and their stories in the book. It's all so inspiring. And that was the other piece of it. During the book tour, we were all, many of us were together, telling our stories, bonding, helping each other, talking to each other. And it was another wake-up call. It wasn't a baseball bat, thankfully, because I'm trying to avoid those baseball bats. I really am. I'm really trying to listen. And the more I listen, the easier it gets, obviously, you know? And I'm really on a mission for myself to walk my talk, to stay on the wagon, to listen to my intuition. And I'm telling you, it turns things around so quickly when you do. I'm back into a new pivot. I grew into digital marketing and operations. And again, I was kind of in my head going, we got to do this. We got to do both. And yet my gut was going, do we really? And I'm like, okay, we'll do both, because we'll offer this in operations and we'll offer this in marketing. And I started doing this marketing thing. And then I had a call with my mentor and another mentor in my program. And that other mentor looked at me and goes, you need to focus on digital marketing. He said, people need operations, but they don't want it because they don't know what it really means, what it does for their business, the value it brings. Digital marketing, oh, they know what that is. And they know they need that. And they know that's going to have a return on investment. It's going to generate revenue. It has value. So you need to change your landing page, your homepage, your about. Really put this digital marketing offer that you just started putting together out there. And you need to speak. He said, social media is great, but nowadays it's a very slow return on investment, which as a digital marketer, I know, hello. But you know, again, I was in my head around all this, and he basically came in and reinforced yet again what my intuition was telling me. Do this digital marketing thing, do this marketing strategy offer. This is where you need to go. And he came in and just point blank laid it on the line, told me what I needed to do on a high level, obviously. I took the action. I changed my homepage. I changed my about page. I got on a speaking gig a week or two later, and wham, bam, here you go. Three calls came out of that talk. One new client came out of that talk. And it's just growing and blossoming. And I feel so much more empowered behind this way of doing things. And I can tell it's because I'm listening to the intuition, the universe, and a mentor who has also tapped in the right ways. And I'm in the best place ever yet again. And it is because I am letting my intuition lead. I'm letting the universe guide me. I'm not making all the analytical, brainiac only decisions anymore. I don't cut that off, but I don't let that lead. Because when I let that lead, that's when I go into hustle grind mode. That's when I run myself in the ground, potentially get sick or migraines or whatever. That just, those are my baseball bats. I know when I'm really off course because I either get really sick or I start getting chronic migraines again. And I know the universe is throwing them baseball bats at me right and left because I can get so blinded in my head. But I am, thanks to the book, thanks to the movement with Rhonda, and thanks to my mentors and whatnot, and people like you, Dory, my friends, being there for me when I crash and burn and letting me know, hey, girl, we got you. And so does your intuition. So does the universe. When I crashed and burned and you were talking to me, you didn't say, so Sophie, what's your next business plan? What's your next business move? What do you need to do next with you? You said, what's going on inside of you? What are you thinking? What are you feeling? What do you think you need to do in that respect to get clear, to figure out how to bounce back from this? You didn't go into business coach mode that said, well, we need a new business plan and we need to do this and we need to do that. You said, what is this all telling you? And I'm like, it's telling me I'm not listening. And having that kind of people in my world and my book chapter and these opportunities to share my story are really powerful, even for myself, to keep me on track, on the wagon, and not let me fall off. And I'm hoping it inspires other women and men to step up and go, you know what? My gut is telling me this is not the thing to do. And I'm going to listen and see how much better their life or their business or both gets. It will really change your life if you let it in.
Can't think of a better way to end this conversation because it is really true. We say it all the time here on Word of Mom Radio. Women start with why. There is a why in what women do in their life, the businesses, the products, the services, everything else. It doesn't work, the grind, and I have to do this, I have to do that. They're seeing something missing and knowing that they can create what people need,
right,
and empower each other as they do it. You know, it's the impetus behind Word of Mom Radio, wanting to give women like us a voice. Women who work from home where people are like, when are you going to quit this and get a real job? And everything else, and not realizing the discipline and what it takes to build a business from home while you're raising a family and taking care of everything else and not throwing yourself out with the bathwater.
Right.
And so I have loved watching your journey all these years. And this bounce back is the most remarkable one to watch. I love how you are out there now, the way you are out there, and so upfront with all of it. It is incredibly empowering because everybody can go great when everything is great. When it hits the fan, that's when we see what we're really made of. And that's when we realize who's really in our corner and the other people that were just hoping it would happen, because then it validates the fact that they haven't been able to do it. No, when you win, we all win, Sophie. That's what it boils down to. As you go forward, we all go forward. That's the empowering thing. That's what happens when women stand on the shoulders of other women and build each other up, because you are a digital marketing guru. The reality is you can't be everything to everybody.
Nope.
There are going to be other ones out there. And you are somebody good. Learn from what I'm doing. You are not the, oh no, I can't help you. Why not? The universe has no cap that, okay, that's it. There's only one more digital marketer allowed in there and everybody else is screwed. No. And that's the wonderful thing about what we do. It really is. We just get to grow and experience and explore and empower other women and men too, because you know what? There's a lot they can learn from us.
Absolutely.
There 100%. Really is, if they get out of their own way. So as we wrap up, what do you want to leave everyone with, Sophie, and how may they reach out to you?
Well, when at those book signings, my favorite way to sign the book was trust your gut always, because A, that speaks to intuition. And for my fellow Harry Potter nerd friends out there, always is from the Harry Potter movie series from Professor Snape in the movies and books. So I get to throw my little Harry Potter nerdship in there too. Trust your gut always. It won't lead you astray. It will take you down the right path, and you can avoid the baseball bats, the huge ruts in the road, whatever you want to call them. You can avoid them in the right way and really develop a great life and business by trusting your gut and combining that with the other pieces that are still necessary. Don't let one piece of your body, your head, lead over everything else. It is a group discussion, head, heart, soul, intuition, universe. It's a group discussion, and you have to let it all in, and you have to consider it all, and then lead with your intuition from there. Find my website at sophiezoe.com. I am on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X, Twitter, whatever you call it now. And I am on YouTube. And of course, the book is on Amazon, Barnes and Noble, Walmart, and I believe Target as well. So please go buy the book and read it and support the Women Gone Wild movement. And of course, there are buttons all over my website that say book a call, your digital success session. I am there to chat with you about digital marketing, but also about, you know, my intuition journey as well. That's how you get a hold of me.
Awesome. All of Sophie's links are going to be live on wordofmomradio.com, including a link to get the book. I really recommend that you get the book. And I just want to thank you so much, Sophie, for coming back. It is just such a pleasure to get to share a new chapter in your life as now an author and a best-selling author at that. So kudos and congratulations. I love watching the journey.
Thank you so much. I love being back, and I appreciate you and your support all these years. It means the world to me.
Right back at you. And for all of you tuning in, reach out to Sophie. I want to thank you for joining us today. We're going to close out with our fabulous theme song from Smith Sisters and the Sunday Drivers. So till next time, this is Dori DiCarlo saying go out and create a marvelous you. Bye for now.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you. She is you. She is you.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you. She is you. She is you.
Sure of herself. Yes, she takes care of biz. Powerful and strong. Yes, she knows who she is. Has integrity. Woman strong and true. You know her by name. See, this woman is you. She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you. She is you.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you. Reaching for dreams, doesn't matter the age. Believes in herself, unleashed from her cage. She is sure,
she is sure.
She is strong,
she is strong.
She is true,
she is true.
She is brave,
she is brave.
She is